Dismantling the globalist agenda hour by hour. This is the War Room with Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. Welcome back. This is the War Room. I guess we have another video. I was missing a clip. We got another clip of Joe Rogan. I didn't even realize, which is good. We're waiting on Lebanon John to connect. Hopefully he does. He's kind of hard to get a hold of sometimes. That's all right. We got plenty to talk about, plenty to show you, and I do plan on taking your calls this hour. But I want to go to clip number 11 here. Is this censored? We might need to censor this. Guys, make sure clip 11 is censored, and we'll go to that. In the meantime, I'm sorry. I know we're jumping back and forth here, but I want to play a few more videos having to do with the data centers. So let's go to this Wall Street Apes video. I think it's clip number 36. Three top leaders in Lackawanna County have now been removed from their post because, and I think that this was a different place in the video that we just saw. But this is the thing: it's literally happening everywhere. They're building data centers. The citizens are going to their town council meetings saying, we don't want the data centers here. But then they're getting the data centers anyway, because the data centers come along with millions and millions of dollars worth of investment into the community that the city council members would like to tax in order to fund their projects. So they're willing to sell out their own towns to, you know, pay for subsidies for foreigners, probably, if I had to guess, where our tax money goes. Never to us. It's always to these projects. And again, you just think about the data centers and like the fact that they're probably being built by foreign labor anyway. Just literally none of this benefits Americans, even in the slightest. But all over the country, these big data centers are being built. People are outraged. City councilors don't care and are doing it anyway. And some of them are paying the price. Let's watch.
Evening, everyone. I'm Nick Toma.
I'm Candace Kelly. An unexpected turn of events at a borough council meeting in Lackawanna County tonight.
Members of the council were voted out of their positions for their handling of data center proposals. 2822's Avery Nape walks us through what's changing tonight and what the community is saying about it.
Three members of Archbold Council were ousted tonight after months of pleas from the community to reshape the borough's government and the old council's handling of data centers. Former Council President Dave Moran, Vice President Richard Gooman, and President Pro Tempore Marie Andrioli. A surprise vote Wednesday stripped the three of their leadership. The vote stems from months of pushback from members of the community, many of whom felt they were going easy on data center developers. Council member and new President Pro Tempore Aaron Owens initiated the vote, but others backed her reasoning.
I believe our government right now is fractured, it's broken, and I pray that it could be fixed.
The vote was unanimous. One woman we spoke with after the meeting, like others, couldn't believe it happened after this long.
My jaw dropped. I didn't even know what was fully happening as it was happening. I'm so grateful for it, but I'm blown away that this actually happened tonight. I was not anticipating this.
Inside the meeting, some people took to the podium to lay into the old leadership.
You failed us. You failed us when you left six data center campuses and now a natural gas plant, forcing their way into a peaceful community.
You have presided over numerous meetings scolding residents like children when they voiced their frustrations that were of your making.
People showed up ahead of the meeting selling signs and t-shirts to oppose the now six proposed sites throughout the small borough. While the pressure is on for the new leadership, Bednash says she's hopeful they can turn things around.
It's just another step in a positive direction to be able to put some more protections in place for the residents and just make sure that our safety is the number one priority.
People living here are hopeful that the change is a step in the right direction, but say that the fight against data centers in Archbold is far from over. In Archbold, Avery Nape, 2822 News.
In fact, a conditional use hearing for a data center proposal will be taking place at Valley View High School tomorrow at 5 p.m. A petition to remove other members of the borough's government will be available for signing outside the school before the hearing.
All right, so there you go. Some community action, which is kind of unfair. Like, it shouldn't be on Americans to like constantly having to be defending ourselves against the encroachment of these scumbags. We really need a holistic change. I feel like this... it's gone on too long at this point. Now, I understand we have a brand new report from Alex Jones himself. This is a update to one of the aircraft downed by Iran today, the A-10 Warthog. This is a infantry support aircraft, meaning it's not used for big, long bombing runs or aerial dogfighting. Usually it's used to, you know, kill infantry troops so that your infantry troops can move in, which hints that this A-10 Warthog being downed probably means we're about to do a big ground invasion ourselves. Here's Alex Jones with the report.
As you know, an F-15 has been shot down and now an A-10 Warthog. And the A-10 Warthog was shot down over the Strait of Hormuz on the Iranian side. Those are the first planes they're going to send in to soften up the defenses before a U.S. invasion of Kraug Island or other areas, which Trump has been advised against. The Pentagon told him, the head of the Army, who they just fired, the chairman of Joint Chiefs, who they haven't fired yet, so many others, Eric Prince, not doves, hawks, but said, don't try a full invasion of Iran. Don't attack Iran, period. And the fact that that Warthog is confirmed to have been shot down, they're trying to find the pilots in the ocean there, is a really bad sign, because I said weeks ago, if you see the A-10s going in, that means ground invasion. So we had sources a week ago, and I don't know if they were accurate, from inside the Pentagon, but also strippers and people saying, the troops are telling them it was all going to start on Good Friday. That's today. I hope that's wrong. And again, I'm saying all this about Trump, not because I'm a Qatari or Iranian agent, like these Israeli operatives are saying, with no evidence. It's because I don't want Trump to get us in a quagmire and have his agenda destroyed. And again, it just came out that, I knew this years ago, but there's even more documents, that Salem Radio is owned by the Israeli government. And all these talk show hosts attacking Tucker as a Qatari agent are literally on the Israeli payroll. I mean, Israel's openly running our foreign policy. And I don't even hate Israel. I just want Israel running our country and getting us into forever wars. This is crazy. So I pray for the A-10 pilots and just everybody, because if there is a ground invasion, it's going to be so bad. This looks like it started. Hopefully, this is a wake-up call for Trump, because we're like the Martians attacking, you know, Earth when it's from 50,000 foot. But once it gets up close with close air support, the Iranians got a lot of weapons. And if this is a ground invasion, this is just the start. So I pray for sanity. I pray for President Trump. And I pray for peace, because this is such a serious situation. Iran, it's not Iraq or Afghanistan. It is far worse, and that's the facts. I'll be following reports with Alex Jones on X, the Alex Jones Show on Rumble throughout the weekend, and obviously Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. So join us then. Have a wonderful Easter, and God bless you all, and God bless our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you so much, God, for sending your son to die and be risen again for our sins. Thank you so much, God.
There you go. That report from Alex Jones you can find on his X at Real Alex Jones. Make sure you are following us on X at Real Alex Jones, at AJN Live, at InfoWars. I'm at Harrison H. Smith. And make sure you're following us, because, you know, we're sort of, you know, in a danger zone right now, because if you've been watching Alex, you know, they basically stopped paying our bills. It's not up to us. People in power stopped paying our bills with our money. And so we're just waiting for something to happen, for the next shoe to drop. We don't know what it's going to be. Regardless, we are going to continue the fight. We are going to continue to operate no matter what and in whatever form that comes next. And by the way, it's going to be big. It's going to be big. We have been, you know, simmering like a pot for feels like 10 years at this point under this bankruptcy lawsuit. We will soon be out from under the wet blanket, rebirthed like a phoenix, and we're going to be bigger than ever before. I know I bragged about it a little bit yesterday, but like the establishment so-called alternative media is failing in every way. Ben Shapiro's numbers are collapsing. Mark Levin's numbers are non-existent. Nobody is listening to these people. They're propped up. They're artificially inflated. We are the real deal. And if you want to support us, you got to go to thealexjonesstore.com. We make it so easy for you to do it. We have just incredible products, including just the merchandise, the merch, the shirts, the hats, We have a brand new collection available now, the new InfoWars 1776 limited edition collection. There's limited quality quantities, an unlimited quality. Let me clarify, absolutely unlimited, superlative quality on these things. I'm not even joking about that. We really do have, like, I still wear a shirt that I bought from InfoWars before I even worked here. So, like, these things last forever. Absolutely fantastic quality, incredible design. All the designs are incredible. The 1776 limited edition collection. Limited because there's limited quantity of the shirts and hats available, but also because InfoWars might not be here for that long. You're going to want to probably get the merchandise now while you can, knowing that it contributes to our next phase of operation. And maybe it'll be a collector's item that you can sell in the future when InfoWars is ascended to legend status. And with that, I'm very happy to welcome my guest, Lebanon John. You can follow him on X at Lebanon_John. And of course, he and I do a show called Moonbase Live. You can follow that on Rumble, rumble.com/C/Moonbase Live. You can just search Moonbase Live or go to X at Moonbase Live. Lebanon John, thanks so much for calling in.
Yes, right. Sir. Thanks for having me. How y'all doing?
Hey, very, very good. Thank you. It's been a little while, but, you know, and by the way, if you guys want to know what's happening in the Middle East, search Lebanon John on my X feed or on our band.video show. You can go back. John has been regularly updating us about the Middle East for the last 5 or 6 years since I started doing the American Journal. And we've basically been dead on about everything, all the predictions, all the analysis, better than you can find anywhere else by miles. And I'm not just saying that. It's like, go back and look for yourself. You'll see that I'm being accurate. However, we're not always exactly, you know, dead on, and sometimes things take longer than we expected. Like, we always knew that October 7th and the war in Gaza would eventually lead to war in Iran. I expected it to happen a lot quicker, but here we are 2.5 years later. It's finally come about. John, just give us the latest as to what has developed in the last 24, 48 hours or so.
Yeah, it's been a big 24 hours. It all kind of started with a F-15 being shot down, and, you know, usually the pilot will eject and there's a GPS tracker in that chair. And so it shouldn't be hard to figure out where he is unless it's just completely blown to smithereens, but that's not really usual. And so this F-15 pilot got shot down in Iran, and then the search and rescue operation that the United States military deployed to recover him, dead or alive, no one really knows. It appears that they don't know exactly where he is. It's a wide area that they're searching. They're kind of combing the area. They're deploying Warthog, low-flying, low-speed, propeller-driven, like Vietnam War era A-10 Warthog planes. They're deploying Black Hawk helicopters. And this is because they don't know where this pilot is. And I guess Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump don't want to leave this guy, you know, abandoned behind enemy lines. Which is a commendable decision as far as, you know, not leaving anybody behind. But from a military standpoint, Black Hawk helicopters, low-flying propeller airplanes over a place full of missiles, it makes no sense. And so they're searching all over, and they can't find them. Next thing you know, we're 5 or 6 planes shot down in the last 24 hours now. Black Hawks, A-10 Warthog on video. Blown up in the air in Iran, other jets. It's just gotten from bad to worse really fast in the last 24 hours. And again, totally predictable, right? I mean, the A-10 Warthog is only effective in history against essentially infantry who have no means to, you know, engage an airplane. And it's a cool airplane. It can deliver like one bullet per square inch. For like, you know, a huge amount of space, like in an insane amount of time. Like, it's a flying gunship. It is a really cool piece of equipment, no doubt about it. But you don't deploy it against people who have guided man pads, you know, man portable, shoulder mounted, heat seeking anti-air weapons. And of course, Iran has that. Iran has much more than that. And so it's like, I don't know if they're drinking their own Kool-Aid or if they're just totally incompetent over at the highest levels of the Pentagon, or if they just can't accept leaving one pilot behind. But now there's going to be multiple pilots dead or captured as a consequence of refusing to leave that one pilot behind. And again, I'm not saying we should have left that pilot behind, but you know, you definitely don't deploy Black Hawk helicopters and A-10 Warthog planes over Iran. I mean, something is going on. Like, and they just fired the three top generals. So it's really confusing. They didn't give any reason officially, as far as I can tell. So it's, you know, Pete Hegseth should know better, because when you see him talking in other scenarios, you know, he's like a war geek kind of guy. He definitely knows about American equipment. And that's the video right there. This is an A-10 Warthog apparently being completely obliterated, and there's not going to be any survivors on this one. And that plane can have five or six people on it usually. And then, you know, they're claiming that they did rescue a pilot, and, you know, I hope they did, but, you know, they probably lost 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe 10 pilots to rescue this one pilot. So it's just getting completely out of control. And then, well, everyone, you could predict what's going to happen in the media next, where they're going to be running all these headlines saying, so Iran's air defenses are not destroyed, obviously.
Right. So time these days. It was yesterday, right? Or it was Wednesday night. President Trump came out and said, we've totally obliterated their air defenses. We are in total control. It's just a sort of a mop-up session from here on out, right? We just got to sort of, you know, dot the T's, cross the I's, and get out of here, right? No big deal. And then two days later, you might as well, right? You got two planes and a helicopter blown out of the sky. I mean, this is humiliation on a global scale.
No, it's getting up to, they say, five or six planes at this point.
Well, right. The RT post says Iran calls it Black Day for U.S. Air Force. Five aircraft shot, air defense systems catch every target on camera. So, yeah, they're saying five aircraft. We've three at least officially reported.
So, yeah, the theory is that the Iranians were basically playing possum to a certain degree and just like acting like, look, it's kind of an obvious play for the Iranians to do is to act like they don't have the capability to defend the air as much as they actually do. And then, well, look, shooting down an F-35 is challenging, supposedly. And then shooting down an F-15, that's not nearly as challenging, because the F-15 is not a stealth aircraft. I'm sure it has the ability to, you know, accelerate really quickly and drop like flares and confuse heat-guided missiles. It has certain capabilities of evasion, but it's not like an F-35. F-35, you can't even see it. Supposedly, that's what we're told. But then an A-10 Warthog, that has no defense whatsoever. A guy, right. That is just insane to deploy that over Iran. And then a Black Hawk helicopter, I mean, it's basically a suicide mission. And no, Iran's a giant country. They're not going to have, you know, defense everywhere. But if you give them enough time, they can move the defenses to where the search and rescue operation is happening. That appears to be what happened, because it took them some time. But then, you know, boom, it happened. And then this is coinciding with media, like people who are reservists in the Israeli military, kind of leaking to the media that they're not doing so good, and that the Israelis are trying to essentially recruit these guys who do nothing but study Torah.
Right.
And they refuse to serve in the military, these kind of like ultra-Orthodox religious guys. And they're manpower short, and they want to forcibly conscript those guys. And those guys absolutely refuse. They say, at all costs, we must block the forced conscription at all costs. And then on the other side, the Israeli analysis is that they're so short on manpower because they've conscripted like all the reservists basically, and they're extending their deployment. And these people have no more personal life. Their psychological health is suffering, and they're just getting killed in a long attrition type war. And they're not really having any success against Lebanon. They haven't been able to move forward more than maybe 12 miles deep. And now they've kind of walked back their claims and their objectives. They were saying, we're going to ethnically cleanse like the entire southern 20% of Lebanon. Now they're walking it back, and they're like, okay, maybe we'll just take like, you know, 2 or 3 miles and make a buffer zone. And what's that going to do? You know, a little bit of, it's important to read the specs. It's important to understand the technical specifications of the equipment to bypass the spin and the propaganda and the emotional noise. Right, because the hard physics is not spinnable. So according to the physics, according to the specs of the equipment, the Hezbollah equipment has an effective range that far surpasses the buffer zone that they're creating. So right. What is it going to do?
Right.
Nothing. it physically can't do anything. I mean, what do they expect it to do? So,
well, and you know, all of this together is kind of, you know, I think this is what lends this chaotic atmosphere to it, is we're used to for decades sort of Israel and America kind of being able to do whatever the hell they want. And, you know, even if it's crazy, and you know, obviously they failed to invade Lebanon times before. You know, they aren't superhumans. They, you know, they have to contend with reality. They don't win all the time. But certainly with Gaza and, you know, for the past couple of years, it seemed like whatever Israel wanted to do, it did. And whatever America wanted to do, we got it done. And there's kind of nothing that could stop us. And now it's like everything's falling apart. Our aircraft are being shot out of the sky. Tel Aviv's being bombed. You got Israeli soldiers. We played the video I think you're referencing earlier where they're talking to the French reporter saying, I've been deployed for over a year straight. My psychologically, I'm collapsing. Like, it's going bad. Is it really going this bad? Like, that might be part of it. Is we're all going, is this really going this bad? Are they really that dumb? Did they really think they wouldn't close the Strait of Hormuz? Like, how did it go so badly so quickly?
Yeah, I have to go back to this Barbara Waters interview with Donald Trump from like 1988, where Donald Trump basically lays out his vision for how he would handle the Iran war. And he says that, well, actually, the crazy thing about it is that what he lays out is bigger and grander than what we're doing now. And then you combine that with Donald Trump's tweet or Truth Social from a couple of days ago, where he's lamenting the fact that the United States public doesn't have the stomach to truly go in and seize the oil. You combine that with the Barbara Waters interview where he's telling Barbara Waters, what we really ought to do is go in and occupy essentially the coastal region of Iran. And we're going to take, basically, it's like, it's going to be a hard war, but it'll be worth it because financially we'll be compensated like many, many times over.
Oh, you cut out there, John. We do have that video, Trump.
Yeah,
with,
if you could listen.
With Barbara Waters, we're going to play that on the other side of a commercial break that we got to take in 1 minute, just so people know. But you cut out there a little bit, so go ahead and pick up where you left off. All right,
okay,
shoot, it looks
yeah,
like
so
we're...
basically.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, so basically it appears that Donald Trump, his plan for this war is like a Vietnam War era level of strategy, and that's why it's failing so bad.
Certainly,
it just doesn't look like he's up to, you know, it's like, it's almost like he didn't know that Iran had advanced technology. It's really embarrassing, honestly.
Well, and that's what, and I sort of hinted at that earlier because I mentioned the Barbara Waters interview and what we were talking about earlier in the day. And, you know, that idea, it's just been sticking with me all day, that did he make a plan in the 1980s that he's trying to carry out right now? And did he not update his plan?
Yeah.
And is this really, you know...
Yeah, that's definitely what it looks like. There was this Israeli-funded Middle East research project where they would take clips from Middle East media and kind of show it to show how evil and bad the Middle Easterners were, called Memory. Memory is supposed to make Middle Easterners look bad.
Here.
And it gives you all the information.
Pick up right there on the other side. Don't go anywhere, John.
We have it all. Ultramethylene blue, we have the best. The Shilajit, we have the best. The turmeric, we have the best. We have the best spike protein, pro-cardiovascular, ultimate life force. The best Irish sea moss, gummies, and capsules. Incredible. Research for yourself. We have the best at theultrastore.com. And if you buy any of them, they're 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Cancel anytime. And you guarantee it never sells out. They hold it back. You get 50% off on future orders. And anybody that downloads for free the Android or the Apple app, you find both links to it at alexjonesapp.com. It's free. You get an additional 20% off at checkout on top of that. Now, I had to convince Bitly to do this. They were a little skeptical because they like to give you good deals, but not this good because it's loss leader when you use the app. But because we have an 80%+ reorder rate on things like Ultramethylene Blue, it's actually working because you get it, you love it, and you keep ordering. So these are great products. I want to induce you to try them. You know our information is hardcore. Try the products. It's just as hardcore. 1776 worldwide. We will